There will be high visibility walking and bike patrols in downtown Springfield, both in the daytime and during the evening, with flexible deployments based on events and crime data. Commissioner William Fitchett said there will also be targeted traffic enforcement, prostitution stings, and spot checks of bars and restaurants for liquor license violations.
It's not just a small tactical deployment, it's a strategy, a long-term strategy to try and help us control and also show the public that Springfield's a safe place and a good place to come.
Donald Cordemosh, executive director of the Springfield Business Improvement District, said the police can do much to help businesses that depend on foot traffic.
Most of the things that we hear from at this point really have to do with quality of life issues. People playing their music too loud in their cars, people running red lights, people jaywalking in crosswalks.
There is very little violent crime in downtown Springfield, according to police. Most crimes involve such things as shoplifting or automobile break-ins. The occasional outbursts of violence centered around the bars and nightclubs in the entertainment district have left the impression that downtown Springfield is not safe.
It was very obvious that we had to do something about our downtown.
Kevin Kennedy, chief development officer for the city of Springfield, said officials started working on a downtown security plan about a year ago. In addition to the new police deployments, brighter lighting is being installed along Main Street and on other busy pedestrian thoroughfares.
The Central Business District is a huge part of our tax base. Huge. We've got to keep that solid in order for the rest of the residents across the city to make sure that the downtown is paying its share, and we can't let the downtown go down in terms of valuation and everything that goes with it. So that's why we're doing this. We need to keep the Central Business District tax base solid.
Under terms of the casino development agreement between MGM Resorts and the city, MGM will fund a $1.4 million downtown public safety initiative if it wins the competition for the lone casino license in western Massachusetts. MGM officials say public safety and the perception of downtown Springfield is key to drawing people from throughout the region to the casino. To pay for the downtown security plan that's being put in place now, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno worked out a deal with the Springfield Parking Authority, which has agreed to pay the city up to $300,000 a year.
We've changed the dynamic of the Springfield Parking Authority from more of a enforcement angle, which they still do, to an economic development driver.
Police Commissioner Fitchett said because the Parking Authority is paying for the extra police details downtown, it allows him to redirect money in the police budget.
The money, what it does is it enhances the police budget. It's outside money from outside the police budget, and that gives me the ability to utilize that other money that I'm saving in the neighborhoods where there's a hue and a cry from every neighborhood for more patrols.
Springfield City Councilor Melvin Edwards said the city needs more police in its high-crime neighborhoods.
Certainly never going to argue against having more police available in any part of the city, particularly downtown. But to those who live in the neighborhoods, that's where our main concern is because, as you see, a lot of the murders and a lot of the assaults and home breaches and things of that nature do occur in the neighborhoods. The people need to feel safe in their home first.
Springfield has recorded 10 homicides so far this year. Three people were shot dead in the past month. None of the murders occurred in the city's downtown. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.